News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. More than 400 trucks carrying fuel and oil are burning on roads west of Kabul in Afghanistan. Emergency crews are trying to contain the damage. Local residents are posting pictures online that show a long line of trucks on fire. The Taliban has issued a statement claiming that their fighters attacked a parking depot that's used by trucks delivering supplies to NATO. Six people are under arrest after scuffles broke out among immigration demonstrators in a Southern California town. Protesters and supporters gathered outside the Border Patrol Center in Murrieta on Friday, awaiting a new busload of migrants to arrive. Protesters are angry about the federal transfer of detained migrants to Murrieta. A second group of undocumented immigrants arrived in San Diego Friday, but they were taken to a Border Patrol station in Chula Vista. A German is accused of spying against his own country for the United States. A 31-year-old employee of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Agency is under arrest on suspicion of being a foreign spy, but no further details are being given. The case may strain ties between Washington and Berlin after the NSA was caught monitoring German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone earlier. Hurricane Arthur is now being downgraded to a tropical storm. Arthur is churning toward Nova Scotia today after drenching the Massachusetts summer resort island of Nantucket on Friday. The storm cut power to almost 20,000 homes and businesses after making landfall on North Carolina's Outer Banks on Thursday. The FAA is investigating a very close call in the skies over Houston. Reports are the near miss happened on Thursday night at Bush Intercontinental Airport. The incident involved a Singapore Airlines jumbo jet and a Delta Airlines flight. The planes came within 200 feet vertically and about a half a mile horizontally. The Delta pilot reportedly had to dive several thousand feet in less than a minute to avoid the larger jet. Closer to home, Wisconsinites gathered across the state last night to celebrate the 4th of July. So far, early reports show the several displays of fireworks over the skies of the Badger State went off without incident. In a statement, Governor Walker said yesterday celebrations honored the hard-earned freedoms we enjoy as Americans. He added that our independence comes at the price of great sacrifices made by our forefathers, as well as the sacrifices of the men and women who have fought for all of the great nation and those who continue to serve today. The defense attorney of a 12-year-old girl accused of stabbing her classmate for a fictional character says his client should not submit to a psychological exam. Prosecutors in the Waukesha County Court were granted the request on Wednesday, upsetting defense attorney Anthony Cotton. He says the request involved questions regarding the case, which would violate the girl's right to remain silent. Two doctors, a defense-appointed and state-appointed doctor, will conduct the exam. The case has the attention of the nation after the girl allegedly committed the act to please Slender Man, who is a fictional online character. A year after the U.S. Supreme Court struck it down, civil rights leaders are frustrated with delays in restoring the Voting Rights Act. We get more from Andrew Beckett.
The decision last summer effectively ended the practice of having federal officials review changes to voting laws in several states in order to ensure they're not discriminatory. Attempts to restore the requirement have stalled in Congress, and Wisconsin NAACP political action chair Gregory Jones says that needs to change.
Too many of us sacrificed our time, resources, and in some cases, people lost their lives in support of a fair voting process.
The bill creates a new formula to help determine which jurisdictions would need approval for election law changes. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Federal officials want tougher standards for warning the public about water contamination on beaches in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Shala Werner with the Sierra Club in Wisconsin notes that a recent ranking found Wisconsin's beaches the eighth worst in the nation for water quality. The EPA says swimmers can make their own choices but should be informed about risk of illness. And authorities in Rock County have arrested an Illinois homicide suspect. Beloit police say the 36-year-old suspect led officers on a high-speed chase through the county before giving up. Illinois authorities say he's wanted in connection with the homicides of 44-year-old Tanya Bargman and 37-year-old Todd Hansmeyer. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.